If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Our kids, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. I think it's yours today, first tip.
Bill, can't believe yesterday. That was 2017. Seemed like it was just yesterday.
What are you saying?
8 years ago.
Yeah. This seems,
Years ago. Years to fly.
What was their big song?
That is one of their biggest songs.
That's their big one,
They got a song called First, which is pretty big.
Oh, come on. What? There's a song.
Miracle Mile.
Maybe. I don't know. I wish you'd just stick in the 70s. That's not bad.
You like the Cold War Kids.
I do like Cold War Kids, and it's a good sound. I'm not saying it's a bad.
You couldn't even name a song from them. So
no, there is one song, though, and Jake knows I love it. I don't know. It's probably, it has a title that doesn't fit the song very well.
Hang Me Up to Dry. So Tied Up.
It was their biggest hit.
Yeah, well, those are the ones. Those are, First is their biggest hit. Yeah, you know,
I'd have
song.
To play it. I'd have to play it.
Okay.
That's fine. That's fine. I could give it an 8.
Fine, if 8.
That song an 8? You've lost all credibility. You don't even know any of their songs. You have no idea.
Well, for that description, an 8 high.
No, that's not true. I know about the Cold War Kids. I kind of like them, and I do. I like the song. It was. Yeah,
the way you described that did not scream 8 to me.
No,
but
you threw a number out that was, I don't even know who you are.
Oh, come on.
I don't. The way you described it and stuff is like, I'll settle in on an 8.
It seemed like you're going with a 4 or 5 with that description.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Don't change it. You're an 8.
No, I'm good with an 8.
It's not one of your worst songs, but it's probably, if you take away your worst song, this one, it might be right there. It'd be that. It's a 201.
Wow. Okay, now hold on. I'm going to get the song that.
201. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere with this song. I'm not even going to delve into the why. It's just a 201.
Is it because it's new, Bill? It's not in the
70s? No, I just don't like it. I've never heard
it. What
about
the woo-woo-woo?
No, and there's been some. The other day I heard a song that I didn't.
I played that song from 2010 the other day.
Oh, I made a mistake on this, by the way. I was thinking of Foster the People.
Foster the People, yeah. Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah.
Not the same band.
Sounds very similar.
Different bands.
So you gave the band a higher rating. Wasn't even the right
yeah,
band.
The wrong band.
Yeah. So that just again puts us the
Cold War Kids.
We lost all credibility.
I haven't lost all of it.
A show. Now all of a sudden we're not even a music show
anymore. I like the song. It's all right.
He has always been a fan of Cold War Kids.
I'm going to say that I'm
Rudy.
Thinking 201. Don't care. Rudy's going to be a 6-7.
4.7 from Rudy.
Thank you, Rudy.
He's got an old soul.
Yeah. Hey, you're going to get some low scores.
Well, let's see what we got here before the mailbag. Rod, 6 on the text line. Someone says, gross, 1.39.
Gross.
Jake and Hickman, 3.3. Sandmaster and KC, 4.1. Kennedy, 7.8. Gilt Nerd, 1.1. Terrible. Vernon Dakin, 6.2. Sean in Omaha, 7. Coach Libby, 0.11.
Coach Libby.
Barely over 0.
A guy that you know and love.
Ryan and
is the father.
Ryan in Delaware, 5. Meh on that one. Lyle in Omaha, 8. Chet, 1.0. Hua Clemens,
Bert!
1.
Thank you, Bert.
Even a 1.
That song's horrible.
How about this one? Tater, Bill. Tater says, really horrible, Jake. 0.1.
I mean, I do wish you'd stay in the 70s a little more.
I gotta make you appreciate the 70s.
You
would have
gave it like a 5-6. I'm like, okay, all right, even a 6, all right. Give it an 8. You gave it an 8. You've given songs in the 70s 8s, and so then they have this. I don't even know who
like that.
If I go 70s every day, you won't appreciate it as much. You gotta change it up.
I don't mind
a
the change
bit.
Up. I'm fine with the change up. I'm just gonna say in 2017, that probably wasn't the lead song. I'm going to say somewhere that there's probably something better than that.
Nick in Minnesota, yikes, 1.7. Yeah. Someone says applauding. That's an 8, something different there. So got one confident
don't,
one.
You can't, it's a decent sound.
No.
Gavin and Pender, 5.7. Seems a little high for Gavin.
A little high for Gavin.
5.7. Jennifer, 6. Hubby, 5.4. Not like, surprising, but new to us.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine those two looking at each other as that song was playing? Just with befuddlement between the two of them. Like, what are we listening to? This is not Boz Scaggs, I'll tell you that.
No. Not the lowdown.
No.
Well, that song of the day, Love is Mystical by the Cold War Kids. Tomorrow, Rick Heyman gets his shot at it.
Hey, so Heyman's with us tomorrow.
Yep. I'll tomorrow, try again Rick. Friday. Yes. All right. It is time, without further ado, for the mailbag.
The bag.
Ready for that?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. It's a little loud. Yeah. Here we go. The mailbag, as always, is sponsored by our friends at Apply Connective, because the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Yep, no. Don't want that. Won't happen with Apply Connective Technologies. All 93 counties of Nebraska. 99% retention rate. Managing all things IT and cybersecurity. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com.
Real quick with yes. Will. Staff enlarging in Lincoln due to high volume of business.
Seriously?
Yes, staff enlargement. So right now there's a big push. Staff enlargement also in Elkhorn. That's with that. It's hire a bunch of new people. Why? I don't know either. The business is going that good. Maybe if we hire more people.
Seriously?
No, business is going great.
Hiring right now.
Everyone's secured. Yeah, can you imagine the vetting process to get in with Applied Connect, the background check like that? Would you make it, Steve? I don't know if I would. I think it'd be there'd be some
close
concerns.
Call.
There'd be some concerns. There'd be some concerns. There's no doubt. But they are expanding right now. People are gravitating into the Lincoln office because of high volume, high needs.
Okay.
Yes.
That was almost breaking news.
If you'd like to apply at Apply Connective.
How do you do it?
AppliedConnective.com. That's the website.
You'll probably go on the website and
they'll point you the right direction.
They'll go to the website, yes.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To the mailbag, Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas, leads off. Says, "Good morning, Stoolers."
That'll be
like
funny
it.
Forever.
Interesting.
Hey, Stoolers.
Sometimes like my family has for supper what we call baby pizzas. You take English muffins, split them apart, put on some pizza sauce, pepperoni, and cheese, then bake them and enjoy. My mom used to make them for my brother and I when we were growing up. Better times. What meal takes you back to your childhood? Have a great day from Anthony.
It's a great question like that. My mom did the same ones. I probably had over 1,000 of them. And they were. She did hers with ground beef, though. Didn't do the pepperoni, it was ground beef. And then she froze them. Mm-hmm. So they would always be available.
I don't remember
she always had them frozen. And then wax paper over the top, frozen. So you could always take them out whenever you wanted. You popped them into a toaster oven. And it was better times.
Hey, we both ate those things. I don't know. Do people still? It struck me something my mom would make if she was running low on food items. Yeah. That was okay. We better just make a pizza out of this English muffin.
Mine wouldn't be so much probably like the meal, probably at that, but just the old school Texas sheet cake. Brownies. It's like a brownie. It's a Texas, called Texas sheet cake. It's a cake, but it's not really a brownie, though. It's not a brownie. It's a mini, it's a flatter
cake. I know what you're talking about.
With chocolate frosting. Texas sheet cake. And it was incredible. But it was made in the lower pan. And it was, and that's just the name for it, Texas sheet cake. And it'll change your life. And we had one. There was always one basically on the counter. And then you always cut it. Then you always cut a little more. And you cut a little bit.
Oh, God,
it, it was never just. My mom never pre-cut it. And you just kind of handled it yourself.
Yeah.
And then there was always, it was on the counter with tin foil over the top of it.
You might eat the whole thing in an afternoon.
Oh, I could eat one in an afternoon. So at the Sipple House, I'm saying they're going through one in, 2 hours?
Two boys. They would just, three boys. I mean, two other boys. Yeah.
Just attack it.
No, the food situation was really, really rough. I mean, anyway, mine is just simple. Well, there's a few, but the one that comes to mind, all I can call is a fruit cup. And my mom had this I don't know what she put in it, but they're just, you know, they're fruit cups. They're frozen. It was like a, it was more of a summer treat. But sometimes I'd get her to do it in other months, and they were, I don't know how she did it, but they were the best fruit cup. It's frozen.
Frozen fruit cup.
Yeah, frozen fruit cups. And I could eat 30 of them, and probably sometimes did.
we're down 30 cups.
What happened?
Yeah, fruit cups. I don't know what was in them exactly. There are
fruit.
In them, there was fruit. Yes. But I don't know what the, I think there's some 7-Up, and I think there's orange juice. I don't know. She just had a remarkable. There's a couple things my mom could make that were remarkable. Sugar cookies, fruit cups, and fried chicken. Cherry pie, too.
You ever had a no-bake cookie at all? No-bake cookie?
Uh-uh.
It's like a chocolate oatmeal masterpiece. You don't bake them. You bake them, and you put them in the fridge or the freezer.
Oh.
I think there's peanut butter in them as well. I've never made one myself. My mom used to make them all the time. I haven't had those in years.
And they were always available for you, probably.
All the time. Had those all the time. And they were eaten quickly all the time. No-bake cookie.
They sound really good.
They are delightful. Next up, John.
Better times.
John in Southeast.
Jim Sabota.
Good morning. I recently found an old yo-yo of mine that I had gotten several years ago. It's a Dunkin' yo-yo. I remember when I could go around and do tricks. Sadly, I'm not able to do any tricks anymore. Did any of you have a yo-yo when you were younger?
100.
Could you do tricks with the yo-yo?
I wasn't really was the one walking the dog.
Could you walk the dog?
Not really. I wasn't great at all the tricks.
Same.
But you'd walk, just walking down, like you'd just be walking with it. You kind of flip it over your finger and back and down and this, and you would just do it constantly. But if someone said what was the brand, I would say Dunkin'. That's the only thing. That's the only brand I know. You remember there was a time too that it wasn't my deal, Steve. The ones that lit up. There was ones that lit up also. Mine was orange. And remember, also the string would break; you had to reattach.
Yeah, that was a pain.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's like trying.
It happened.
It's like trying to get line back on your weed eater. It was a lot. It was a lot. But yes.
Oh God.
But no,
yes.
Was I great on on the tricks and things? No, I wasn't.
Sounds like yours about exactly the same as me. I probably had a total of 10 yo-yos over the course of 7 years, and I think I did have one. It was a lime green one that lit up. And I liked them. I wasn't that good at it though. You do them all the time.
Very cool.
It was like a stocking stuffer.
Yeah, exactly.
It was an addendum to maybe your birthday stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, got a yo-yo too. Cool. Thanks, Mom.
I think I had a yo-yo, but I always got the string messed up, so I was no good at that.
Surprises me.
You seem very efficient, Jake.
Those things pissed me off. I loved them, but they pissed me off at the same time.
Jake has a personal vendetta against yo-yos.
They pissed him off.
Yes, they did. Con again. Strings messed up again. Love this thing.
How was your sister? Could she do it?
No. Never. Probably even used a yo-yo ever. Yeah. Michael says, good morning from Alabama.
Kind of a tough subject.
Celebrating my 33rd birthday today. 20 years ago for my 13th, my dad got us tickets for my first football game in Memorial Stadium against Maine. What was your most memorable present you received? When you're younger.
Oh, okay.
You
go
have
ahead,
one?
Bill.
Do you have a gift that stands out when you were younger? That
oh God,
there's a lot of. I go back to gifts don't stand out in the with them, but that gift was him because that was an experience. My lead gift would be velvet. That was when I got my lab when I was I was in I think seventh grade, and she went all the way through graduate school. till she passed. And so it was a big part of my life. She's a great hunting dog. But I got her on Christmas Eve.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's by far the lead. There's nothing else that even compares to that.
I got a drum set when I was five that lasted probably 45 minutes before I completely broke the thing. But that was a great 45 minutes. I was hitting it too hard.
Put a hole in the...
Oh, it's just a massive hole. They're like, we're not replacing that, so that gift is gone.
How old were you, 22?
Five.
Five.
I destroyed when I was five.
Can you remember at that age when you got the cheap drum set when people got them?
Oh, that was it.
And you would break them, and then people try to fix them by just taping them. That was also a standard. Just tape it.
They probably did try to tape it. It didn't work.
That didn't work.
It got thrown away.
Oh, I got one.
What do you got, Steve?
It was the old, you know... I don't know, Jake will remember. Remember the NFL jackets that you got?
Starter jackets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was a starter. I got a Raiders one that was black, and it was like, I don't know, it was black with silver, yeah. You know, the silver sleeves. It was. That's my best gift. I used to wear it.
Approximate age?
Probably 8 or 9, maybe. 7, 8, or 9 in that range. It was super cool. I'll say it's a starter jacket. I don't know. I had a Celtic starter jacket too. Now that was when I was a little older, a teenager, and I wore that all the time.
I wore a Houston Oilers hat to the point where it just almost just turned into like paper. So I wore it every day, every single day for how many years I wore it, and I'd wear it to school. It's kind of my hair former. And I'd wear it; it would kind of help me form my hair for the day. And then,
smart.
And then all of a sudden, it was just gone. And Maureen Winkie threw it away. The home ec teacher threw it away. True story. She goes, I couldn't take it anymore. And that was my hat.
Came a paper hat.
Yeah, it was. I wore it.
Home ec teacher.
Home ec teacher. Maureen Winkie. Took some
initiative. We haven't seen your new Oilers hat for a while.
Yeah, I need to bring that one back.
That's a great hat.
Yeah, you don't wear that.
Well, I'll send you the picture of me wearing it with in Canada.
In Canada, you're
with
wearing it.
With the flag and the orange shirt.
Yes, the flag and the orange shirt.
Orange shirt.
Yeah.
In Canada. Light blue hat.
In Canada.
It's a good picture.
Oh, it's a great one.
It's a great picture, actually. Last one, someone says, Bill, when is the last time you talked to Ed Orgeron? How often do you talk to him? So
quite often, probably 6-7 times a year. It's probably been a month or so. It's really cool when I talk to him because if I text him like, hey coach, what's going on, like that and that, and immediately I'll get a call back from him. Hey Billy, what's going on? And it's just we have a great conversation. We talk about this and this, talk about what's going on in college football, different things. But I talk to Coach O all the time. And he's a great dude. And if I, like I said, there's nothing he wouldn't do for me to help me with that. And if I text him, as busy as that guy is and different things that he's doing, is that he'll get back to me within minutes. Every time. If not, he'll text back and say, Bill, I'm doing this right now. I'll be done at whatever, 2:00. And then,
okay, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, but he gets back to me, immediately all the time. And it's just, he's great to talk to. Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
Why does it make you feel better, Sip?
Because I don't get back to people very well, including Bill.
Yeah.
I don't. Sorry.
Yeah, it happens. That is the mailbag sponsored by
your long list of people.
Apply Connective Technologies. Hour 2 is next, an early break in the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.